Hey everyone, Sienna Cruz here, and welcome back to Dopamine Damage Control. I'm your friendly neighborhood guide through the wild world of tech addiction and how it messes with our brains. Today, we're diving into a monster we all know and hate. Procrastination. Ever feel like you have a million things to do but could stare at a blank wall for hours? You know that feeling when you tell yourself I'll start tomorrow only to find yourself back in the same spot staring at that screen with that familiar sense of guilt and dread? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? There's hope. Today's episode is all about understanding how dopamine plays a sneaky role in procrastination and how you can use it to your advantage. We're going to unlock the secrets to getting things done and becoming the super productive powerhouses you were always meant to be. First up, let's get real about dopamine. It's that feel-good neurochemical that makes us crave instant gratification. Social media, video games, binge-watching your favorite show, they all hijack our dopamine receptors, giving us these little bursts of pleasure that leave us wanting more. But here's the catch. Those instant rewards can make it super hard to focus on long-term goals that require actual effort and discipline. Think about it like this. Scrolling through Instagram feels amazing, right? It triggers a dopamine rush. But finishing that important project? Not so much. The dopamine reward for those tasks comes later after the work is done. And guess what our brains naturally gravitate towards? That immediate juicy dopamine hit. So, how do we outsmart this little brain trickery? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you take control of your procrastination. 1. Become a dopamine detective. Pay attention to what triggers your procrastination. Is it social media, emails, that endless stream of news articles? Once you know your procrastination trigger zones, you can start to manage them effectively. 2. Chunk it down. Overwhelmed by a big project? Break it down into smaller, more manageable tasks. Each completed task will give you a little dopamine boost and keep you motivated. Remember, even small wins count. 3. Reward yourself strategically. We're not saying to deny yourself your favorite treats. But be intentional about when and how you reward yourself. After finishing a tough task, give yourself a small, healthy treat, a walk outside, a cup of tea, or 5 minutes of reading. This way, you're associating positive feelings with completing tasks rather than just instant gratification from distractions. 4. Time blocking is your BFF. Schedule specific time slots for your most important tasks and stick to them. Treat these appointments like any other commitment, no excuses allowed. 5. Embrace the power of just start. The hardest part is often getting started. Tell yourself you'll just work on something for 5 minutes. You'd be surprised how often that 5 minutes turns into 30, and then an hour, and suddenly you've accomplished way more than you thought possible. Let me tell you a story about this. Remember back in college when we all had those monstrous term papers looming over us? I used to procrastinate like a pro, spending hours on Instagram, watching random YouTube videos, anything but facing that blank document. One day, my friend Sarah gave me some brilliant advice. Just write one paragraph, she said. One paragraph is all you need to get started. So I did. And guess what? Once that first paragraph was done, the words started flowing. I ended up finishing the paper way ahead of schedule, and it turned out to be one of my best pieces of work. So there you have it, 5 powerful strategies to conquer procrastination with dopamine management. Remember, it's all about understanding how your brain works and using that knowledge to your advantage. Today's episode is a reminder. You are capable of amazing things, but sometimes you need the right tools to unlock your potential. Don't let procrastination steal your dreams. Take control of your dopamine and become the unstoppable force you were meant to be. Now go out there and make it happen. Want more tips and tricks for managing your tech addiction and reclaiming your focus? Share this episode with a friend who could use a little motivation, leave a review on your favorite podcast platform, or join our amazing community on social media. We're in this together, one dopamine control victory at a time. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.